Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Sales Accelerator podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovis, and this is my AI-cloned voice. This week's episode is truly exhilarating. We're witnessing the actual transformation of our sales world, led by AI agents moving from mere experiments to becoming essentials. Giants like Microsoft, Oracle, SalesLoft, and HubSpot have unleashed autonomous sales assistants that promise to shake up productivity scales with up to 50% higher efficiency and 50% less time wasted on administrative tasks. The arena for competitive advantage is clear. It's with those mastering AI in prospecting and personalized outreach. So let's dig into some groundbreaking updates. SalesLoft just rolled out 15 new AI agents, offering solutions like account research and deal summary, promising less manual work, smarter execution, and stronger pipeline conversion. Meanwhile, Microsoft's new Copilot agents are hitting the road, seamlessly integrating with Dynamics 365 and Salesforce to qualify leads, book meetings, or even close minor deals without human interference. It's a bold move, rivaling Salesforce's AI advancements. Oracle, on the other hand, is transforming B2B sales operations with fresh AI agents within their Fusion Cloud Sales platform. These agents are automating routine tasks while providing robust account intelligence. Gartner's insights suggest these will cut down prospecting time dramatically over the next few years. And then there's HubSpot's massive spring update, unveiling an ocean of features led by improved Breeze agents. These innovations show a compelling reduction in ticket resolution times and a whole new level of personalized outreach through their prospecting agent. The AI-powered direct selling solutions market is climbing fast towards a potential $86 billion by 2034, primarily led by the North American region. Technological adopters are not just cutting costs, but are sharply increasing personalization in e-commerce. And there's the data. 72% of B2B companies are now integrating AI into sales processes, surfacing 29% greater revenue growth for early adopters and significantly cutting research time. And the shift towards AI sales chatbots isn't going unnoticed either, with an impressive 80% adoption rate among sales organizations. These bots autonomously manage prospect qualification, meeting scheduling, and objection handling around the clock, with restrained teams experiencing substantial revenue lifts as a result. McKinsey weighs in with a revealing study showing an incredible 50% surge in lead generation thanks to AI, particularly through predictive analytics and multi-channel strategies, reclaiming more seller time for direct interactions. Even Microsoft's internal deployment of its Copilot agents reported a 9.4% boost in revenue per seller, with deals closing 20% faster and marketing conversion climbing by over 21%. As we ride this wave, AI automation is unmistakably taking the main stage in 2025 sales trends. The success stories aren't just cherry-picked anomalies. They signal an industry shift. Emotional analytics, the fusion of predictive and generative AI, and entire workflow automation are now the linchpins of competitive sales strategies. To close this episode, remember these three fundamental trends. First, ensure your infrastructure can support AI-powered processes. Second, embrace the democratization of AI. Explore building your own AI agents within your current teams. Third, note that enterprise and governmental adoption of AI is increasing swiftly. Here's your challenge. Audit your system capabilities, test out an AI agent this month, and carve out your unique path, not just for surviving this wave of change, but for leadership within it. Thank you for listening to the Sales Accelerator. If you found value in today's discussion, share it with your team, subscribe, and as always, keep innovating, keep disrupting, and keep accelerating. This is Tim Kortinovis signing off until next time.